On today's episode, we discuss some news about how Disney is promoting Valentine's Day at Disney Springs, a couple of new merchandise lines that are available, and the long list of refurbishments coming this month. We also share our experiences at Disney World this past weekend, including our stays at Art of Animation, the Riviera, and dining at the Edison, Beaches and Cream, and Gideon's Bakehouse. This is episode 234 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you, Jared. How are you?
I'm swell. I'm good.
I love it when you say swell.
Swell. I feel like you can't just say good. Swell is like, I think swell's better.
Okay.
I'll accept that. Or swell's like content, I believe.
It's content. It makes me think of like WandaVision, the first episode. It puts me back there. Well, that's swell.
I think you just like I just think you want to talk about WandaVision.
I really like that show. I'm excited to see where it goes.
It is a very intriguing show.
It's very intriguing. Yeah, it's I mean, we're only halfway through the series or whatever, and there's a lot more to go.
Yes, there is. It's funny. That show is only possible because of where Marvel is in the MCU, because if this was the first thing they ever, like, Disney ever did or Marvel ever did on the TV side, they'd be like, what the heck is going on here?
Well, that's why people were so confused with, like, Lost, because I always like to compare the show to Lost.
Well, you mean because they brought up a whole bunch of stuff and they never answered the question?
I understand your frustration. you have aired your grievances about Lost before. I just say that it's very intriguing. It asks a lot of questions, doesn't answer them right away. That just kind of, it's like a slow reveal, right, kind of thing, whereas they're doing it better. I feel like they're doing it better here, but you're right.
Well, they had a whole episode where they explained everything that you had questions about, whereas Lost went
almost
Lost got the aid of like end of what the heck was 7 years
six
so, was it only six
okay. Yeah,
so they got the end of 6 years, and I think they had a giant whiteboard. They'd be like, we can't answer all those. Wait, just who wrote the storyline about that? Is Rick gone? Never mind, we're acting like that one didn't happen.
Yeah.
How are we going to end the show? Whatever you want it to believe.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into Lost anymore. I'll just say that I like this.
Jamie had me rewatch it. I was into it. I was very much into it. And then the way it ended, like many shows with
you
me.
You got mad.
The way shows end will ruin them for me. Mm-hmm. How I Met Your Mother. I loved that show. The way they ended it, hated it.
See, that doesn't ruin it for me. If one episode, the very end, is disappointing, that doesn't ruin the whole experience.
It doesn't ruin it for me, but
I think that says something about me, my personality.
It probably does. I don't know. It definitely takes, like, How I Met Your Mother definitely takes away from me. Like, for instance, yeah. Dexter, the way they ended Dexter.
Oh, that was horrible. Yeah. I did not like that at all.
Yeah. The way that the shows end, I think, is important. Like, The Office is the only one. Like, I look at The Office as seasons 1 through 7, and 8 and 9 don't really exist.
I know.
If you did, sorry, we're on a big side tangent here. We'll get right back to what we're talking about. If you took The Office, the first 7 seasons, and the very finale episode, and put it at the end of the 7th season, perfect show. But instead, they had 2 seasons of stuff. But I get it. Anyway, we're not just going to talk about shows, although we could.
No. We're going to talk about Disney.
We have
right?
some news. We both went to Disney this past weekend separately.
Yeah, I didn't want to go with Jared.
No, well.
Yeah, I was tired of
Nathaniel Bishop III sounded the horn, and I mm-hmm. heard it, and I was like, I have to go. And I went.
And me and Susie Q went to Disney separately.
Well, just for the audience that may not know, you went with a friend.
Yes,
they may not all know who Susie Q is. And for those that don't know, Nathaniel Bishop III is a friend from DVC Duo. So just to catch everybody up on their thinking, what are you talking about? That's where we are. So we went to Disney separately. So I was there from Thursday till Friday, and Jamie went from Saturday to Sunday. So we have some things to talk about.
Yes.
But before we do all of that, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have Capture Magic Universal, which is with Jamie and myself, and that's once or twice a month, and we talk about Universal there.
Hence, shockingly. Hence the name.
If you're thinking about going to Universal, you can check that out. So we put them on this feed, and it also is on its own feed as well. So you can subscribe to that. We also have Trip Tales. Is there one coming up this month?
Yes, it'll be a little bit later this month. I had a scheduling conflict with someone, so I had to kind of scramble to get a different one, and we'll be releasing that. It'll be toward the end of February.
Okay, and that is once a month. And again, that is an early access show that is on. Ow, I just hit my hand. That is an early access show on Club 32. You get that a week early if you're a Club 32 member. We also have Diz Dudes, but it's on hiatus at the moment. And of course, we have Club 32. So if you want additional content and exclusive shows, like Distory now is a Club 32 exclusive show. We just did one on Jungle Cruise. So that's once a month. And then we've got Rant Corner. We have Cool Kids Kitchen. We have Club 32 Speakeasy and the in-park live stream. So if you want to be part of that and join the awesome Facebook group as well, you can go to ctmvip.com and check it out there. And if you do the yearly option, you get a free t-shirt and you get 20% off of CTM apparel. So there you go. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we would please ask you to do so. And we just want to mention, of course, our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney or Universal, go head on over to travelwithzip.com. There's a quick form there you can fill out. Tell them what you want to do, your dates, any information you have, and they will help you plan a great trip. So, and there's no extra cost to you. So it's a, you know, they can plan all your dining and help you with your hotel reservations. They could switch them up if you would like. And again, Disney or Universal pays for that. So it's basically like having your own free travel assistant. And I mean, we all like free. Yes. Usually free doesn't really work out well, but in this case it does. So take advantage of that. So again, go to travelwithzip.com. Okay, let's get to the news. Not a ton of news this week. A little slow news week, but you know what? We're not gonna make it up. We're just gonna power through what we've got here. So, first bit of news we have is Disney World is asking large parties to split up to promote social distancing.
Yeah. So Disney recently updated their website to talk about this, people traveling with larger parties, and basically said guests traveling in parties of more than 10 are asked to split into smaller groups in queues, dining locations, and other areas around our parks and resorts to better allow for physical distancing. I think mostly what they're talking about is in the lines, mostly, because if you have like 10 or more people in one marker, I mean, they're spreading into multiple markers. So instead they just want you to just do like half, like right. 5-1, 5 in the other, which I feel like is common sense, but that's okay. We have language for it. So
I feel like traveling with 10 plus people would be hard enough as it is. I've seen it before. That just seems really difficult.
I mean, well, yeah, there's more logistics into it, but
I just mean even without COVID, just in general, getting 10 people plus to agree where you want to go eat or what you want to go ride next.
So seems like tough. So in dining reservations, like table service restaurants, you have to, like, they want you to split up into two parties now?
I mean it seems like it. I don't know. I know in some places that they've had people do that, which I mean, it seems odd if you're living together. I mean, you're basically like but I don't know. I haven't seen it, so
I don't know either. That's interesting.
We don't travel with that big of a group.
I usually
keep my posse under 10 though. So I might add some people, see what happens.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's just, you know, they updated that language to just kind of tell people just like, you know, watch the size of your party, basically. Or don't be friends with a lot of people, okay?
Or if you have a family reunion, just split it up, I guess.
Hard, though. Like, what if you want to eat, like, with grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and all, they want you to split up?
I don't know.
It's interesting. I don't know about that. Okay. I don't know. Moving on.
All right. Next one here is that Ratatouille merchandise is now available over at Epcot.
Yeah. So I actually checked this out on Saturday. It was released for the first time in the France Pavilion on Thursday. By the time I got there, it was pretty cleaned out. And it what was most popular, I think, was the Ratatouille of the plushes. The rat.
Right, yeah, I saw a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. The rat ears was also popular. There were some hoodies, zip-up hoodies that were popular as well. There were a few items left and some kid items that were left when I went, but for the most part, the really popular stuff like the plushes and the ears were gone. But I guess they have been replenished. So, and just if you like this kind of merchandise, you know, if you're excited for the ride and you like Ratatouille and all that stuff, you know, check it out, but don't be surprised if it's gone because it's popular.
I feel like Disney can't, they have a hard time on merchandise because of what is going to be big and what's not. Like, they had,
it's hard for them to anticipate.
They had so much stuff left over from Christmas.
So much.
But then they can't really keep up with Ratatouille, which is, I mean, that stuff's hard to predict, obviously, but I've noticed there's many times that Disney's like caught off guard with that stuff.
Well, I think, just not to go into a tangent too much, but I think Disney had anticipated higher crowds at Christmas and then people canceled.
Yeah,
I think a lot of those happened. So they just
think there's a lot of people, when you're talking about like dated items, anything with 2020, I think most people are like, nope, I don't want. I mean, they were basically really with 2020 merchandise, they're like, listen, we'll pay you $5 to take this off our hands. It's like,
right. And since we're talking about Ratatouille, did you go through the new France expansion?
You mean the restroom?
I did. Pathway to the restroom.
I went to the pathway to the restroom. The pathway to the restroom was nice.
So what we're talking about, in case you're not familiar, is that Disney opened up a pathway area to get to Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Or whatever, I think that's what it's called.
I mean, basically, it's going to be how you get to the ride.
Yeah, and the ride's back there. So is a creperie that's going to open eventually, and then the restrooms. Mm-hmm. And so they open that up, and you can walk through it and everything. But there's really not anything to do, except for to use the restroom, like Jared said.
Yeah. You don't want to be that guy walking in the bathrooms and be like, these are nice bathrooms, while people are using them.
Right. So there's really nothing like great about it.
There's seating back there. I mean, it looks nice, but
good view of the Skyliner.
It's true.
And they do. They did say. I think there was a casting call out for, they're shooting a commercial back there in front of the ride for, I think they were looking for families. They're shooting it like the 17th, 18th, and 19th, I believe, of this month. So people are always asking, like, when is the ride going to open? When is it going to be? It's not going to be in February.
Yeah, it's a little surprising. I mean, learning about the commercial means that, yeah, I'm surprised they didn't already have that stuff done. But, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I would guess the ride opens in March.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that.
March or April.
Yeah.
So it could be almost, probably not quite a year delay, but
would close. They open this the first day of Flower and Garden? Like they did with Mickey and Minnie's last year.
I mean, I feel like Disney's trying to, they want to open it to be able to like make a splash.
Make a splash.
Well, but I think right now, I think they may just be waiting until they see maybe like an uptick in, you know, reservations or something perhaps. But yeah, I mean, I could see Flower and Garden. I mean, it would make sense. Yeah. It would fit a lot into that. So we'll see. But
we will see.
Unfortunately, it wasn't open while we were there. So
no.
Kind of hoping it might happen, but all right, next story we've got is some sweet finds for your Valentine at Disney Springs. I feel like that was supposed to rhyme and it didn't rhyme.
Kind of.
Like, sweet finds for your sweet,
for your Valentine.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Or your sweet mind. I don't know. Anyways.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow. this article from Disney Parks blog is basically talking about all the Valentine's things at Disney Springs. So I'm going to skip down here to the middle, and it says, if you need some gift ideas, be sure to check out the Valentine's Day gift guide, which is on a different article. But they've got Nuimos. We talked about this last week or 2 weeks ago.
I don't get these things.
It's like the little plushes that you can dress up into different dresses and hats and stuff, and they have like a lounge fly backpack, which it was supposed to debut February 1st. I saw it a day before. I took a picture and I was like, that is adorable, but I don't want a tiny lounge fly.
Well, you already have like four of them.
I have like one.
That's not true.
Okay, maybe two. I have two. I don't have four. I have a mini one, and I have a like four parks one.
I thought you had I thought you had another one that I got
Which one?
Time. I thought I got
you. Got
one.
The second one? I have two. I promise.
I don't know
two.
How many yet. Anyways, I'm sorry.
So anyway, that's available. He says, spread the love with Pandora jewelry with adorable Mickey and Minnie bracelet charms and rings by Alex and Annie. They have cuffs as well. Let's say they've got some stuff at Basin, Kate Spade, New York. Lily Pulitzer has some things. And then I want to talk about Love Pop. So you can turn your Valentine's Day card into something more with a beautiful 3D card design from Love Pop. New designs from Star Wars are available this year, including our favorite child from The Mandalorian. And don't miss their beautiful paper flower bouquets that make a lasting impression. That is the only flower bouquet I would ever want you to get me.
Did you go in that place, by the way?
I haven't been in it.
We went in there.
Did you?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's which the funny joke was, I even said that this would be the only flower bouquet Jamie would want me to get her.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, I did actually.
Wow.
Because Nate and I went in there. It's interesting. I don't. I'll be curious if this place stays. It's unique, but I think that each one. I think it was like $15 per card, and it was 17 or 18 if it was a licensed thing.
But that's one of those things that would keep like.
True.
Forever.
But I don't know. I don't know if that'll last or not. I mean, it could. I mean, there are a lot of people in there. I didn't see a lot of people buying things. I saw a lot of people looking.
Yeah.
But they are. I mean, they did have like Baby Yoda stuff, and they had one that looked like the castle.
Mm-hmm. I would be fine if you got me a bouquet from.
The thing is, I actually was going to get you one, but I'm pretty sure our children would destroy it.
But I would hide it from them. Anyway. I'll move on.
You know how many times we've said that, by the way?
Well,
they won't get it. And what happened?
Sugar Boo and Co. has some things. Sunglass Icon. Ugh. Vera Bradley has a new Sweethearts pattern. Everglaze Donuts and Cold Brew. We should mention this. From the 12th to the 14th of this month, indulge in a heart-shaped donut crowned with sweet cream and heart-shaped sprinkles. Right now, they also have a Thin Mints donut. For like the Girl Scout cookies. I have that for February, I believe. Ghirardelli has got buy one, get one, half off Sundays. Joffrey's Paddlefish has some deals. Planet Hollywood. Jaleo. Terralina, the Edison. Sprinkles. Saki. Vivoli. Yeah. So they want you to make reservations because it's probably going to be packed because... Valentine's Day. And yes. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's more information if you guys want to take a look, and I'll put it in the show notes, but lots of stuff. And they've got like a lot of treats out there.
People a are treat, talking about. A treat for your treat.
Treat for your treat.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right. Well, that's all the major news stuff.
It was not a good news week this week, but last week was like ba bam. Yeah.
I said the same thing. I was
you
like,
did.
It was ba-bam.
Ba-bam.
So we got a few news bits here. So APs and DVC members now get 30% off select merchandise from February 2nd to March 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take advantage of that.
We sure will.
Oh, we are?
Uh-huh.
You know, just because it's on sale, it doesn't mean you have to get it.
Yeah, but the stuff that I've been waiting to buy for a discount, I'm like, oh, this is the time to pounce.
Well, true.
Yes.
And there's WandaVision merchandise is now available as well.
I'll put links in the show notes, but it's cute. There's like shirts that look like the Vision's green and gold uniform costume, whatever.
His
wear, his dress.
Wait, you don't have the regular thing he wears?
Oh. Yeah, the green and the gold.
That's his uniform.
Is this his uniform?
I don't know what it's actually
costume?
Called.
Costume? I don't know what his the outfit. Word is. Outfit. There's child merchandise as well.
You mean Baby Yoda?
It's cute. It's got like the different, like the his language on one of the shirts too.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually pretty cute. I actually like it a lot.
Well, that's cool. and Jamie went here. The new M&M store at Disney Springs has opened.
I'll talk more about that later, but it's pretty fun.
Yeah. A short refurbishment is going on for Swiss Family Treehouse and Mad Tea Party. Treehouse is March 12th through the 25th, and Tea Party is February 22nd through March 5th.
And Liberty Square Riverboat and Tom Sawyer Island are reopening tomorrow.
They are. It's very true. It was weird seeing it without water in there.
Yeah. That happens, though. I mean, like, I've been there before when it's been drained, so I wasn't, like, shocked.
See behind the magic and ruins it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was deep water.
It is not.
I didn't actually think it was. And the People Mover refurbishment has been extended again, and it's supposed to now open March 1st of 2029.
So he's kidding.
You say that, but it may be that. Anyway, we'll see. Now when they have reopening dates, I'm just like, I don't believe you.
I don't know about you. I don't
believe you. Yeah. And Rosencrown Dining Room is closing in February for a refurb through early spring.
I think February 17th. And then also the splash area at Polynesian, the hippity dippity pool at Pop, and the Big Blue Pool at Art of Animation are all under refurbishment right now.
Yeah.
As lots of stuff under refurbishment.
Might as well do it now.
Yeah.
Do now some. All right. Well, that's all the news we've got.
Okay.
Anything else you want to mention on news?
No, there wasn't much. So.
Okay. Well, we have poll time.
Poll time.
And what was your poll?
The poll I asked today, and I'd asked this before maybe a year or two ago, but I wanted to know, what is your favorite country in the World Showcase at Epcot? And we had quite a few people answer this because it's a popular question, apparently. So, 30% said Mexico. That was the number one option.
I feel like people like Mexico because it's just like the first one.
I don't think so.
I know people actually like it. But I feel like sometimes it's like, well, it's right there.
Yeah. 23% said France, which I'm not surprised by at all.
Especially with the new ride going in.
Yes. Once the ride goes in, the new crepe. 13% said Germany. 11% said Japan. 7% said Norway, 6% said Italy, 4% said United Kingdom, 3% said Morocco, 2% said Canada, 1% said America.
The top 1%.
No.
That's 1%ers.
Less than 0.4% said China, and goose egg for African Outpost.
I'm not too surprised about that one.
I mean, I didn't think anybody would pick it, but...
Yeah.
So Mexico was the number one.
But you know what? America has
it's
music.
It's those margaritas.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Margaritas are good. The fact that you go inside and you're supposed to feel like you're outside.
It's a unique...
The boat ride. Yeah. I mean, I totally get
it. It's one of the only country showcases where people tend to actually go inside the building a lot. Like, a lot of those in the country, people don't really go back there too much. Mm-hmm. So...
And besides the UK with Rose and Crown... They've got the restaurant that's on the other side of the walkway.
Right.
Overlooking the water. So that's nice. The Hacienda, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. Obviously, I love America, Jared. But with Ratatouille and the new creperie, the food, the location, all of that, I picked France.
I mean, they're like a team making a lot of moves. They signed some free agents. They're doing good. I did eat it. I forgot to tell you, Nate and I ate at Regal Eagle because he had never eaten there.
Oh, okay.
So I had Regal Eagle again.
Darn.
Well, and again, it holds. And Nate, again, he's a foodie type. And he even said, it's about what we said about barbecue. It's solid. It's not the best we've ever had, but for quick service. In a park, it's good.
It's very good. Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, like, I'm glad that they are adding things to certain pavilions, like America getting the food, France getting Ratatouille. So I like that, you know. I know some people don't like the IPs going into the countries, but I think it does make it better for kids as well.
Yeah.
Because then with little kids, when it comes to World Showcase, it could get pretty boring.
Yeah, unless you do KidCot. The KidCot stops are still there, or the festival scavenger
hunts.
Yeah,
but kids want to ride rides.
And kids, yeah. I mean, I know. Yeah.
Mom and dad want to eat and drink. Kids want to ride rides.
Pretty much.
So basically, somebody's going to lose. And yeah, but okay. Well, thank you for the poll.
Yes, thank you, everybody, for participating this week. I appreciate it.
We just want to mention, you guys looking for shirts, if you go to ctmshirts.com, we have got the new Rapunzel shirt that's still available. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a new release this month. There's a Gaston shirt coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe there are going to be some new Club 32 exclusive designs as well. So looking at some of those. So, and if you're a Club 32 member, again, you get 20% off of all the apparel as well. So Again, go to ctmshirts.com and you can get one of your Lost Princess Frying Pan Company shirts. All right. Well, let's talk about our, I suppose Jamie calls it our mini trip tales.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of that. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I was at Disney from Thursday and then I got home late on Friday night and then Jamie left early Saturday morning. I got back later on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we spent the weekend at Disney, but just separately.
Yes.
Jamie was like, I want to go to Disney without you. And I was like, fine, I will. It actually just worked out this way.
It worked out really well, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So, going down there. So, so Nathaniel Bishop III, being a gentleman that he is, he was staying at the Riviera, which he knows I love the Riviera. And he's like, you can stay in my room. And I was like,
great idea, right?
Fantastic, Nathaniel. Yeah. I will be there. He did tell me, and I knew, but it was one of the studio, what is it? Tower Studios.
Tower, the tower rooms.
And we knew they were small.
Uh-huh.
And I wish I could have had a camera when we walked in, because Nate walked in first, and I just hear, oh, man. And we walked in, and they are very small. Like, I'm sure if you probably live in New York City, have a New York City apartment, this would probably wouldn't be too much of a shock to you. But, I mean, it basically is, like, enough room for a bed. Now, the bathroom and the shower was good size. That was normal size, but... so it was a bit tight, so I made a run to Walmart to go get an air mattress. It did fit. I was actually a little surprised. I did get the twin air mattress, and it fit next to it. So, but it was at the Riviera, so it's kind of, you know, I'll sleep on an air mattress and stay at the Riviera.
Yeah.
So it was just two bros in a tower studio room. Don't worry about that. We kind of felt like that should be a sitcom.
You still met the capacity.
It was
capacity.
Two people.
It was two people. And that's all she wrote.
We didn't. We just kept it simple. Be like, I'll get an air mattress.
Well, you guys weren't there that long. Like,
well,
just asleep. I know you, yeah. But you just asleep, right? Basically.
Yeah. I mean, and Nate did the math. I mean, he's obviously DVC, and he was saying, you know, a cash value of that room is about $400.
That's steep.
And he said, basically, it's not a good value because of the same points, you know, could have stayed at a regular studio at Saratoga or at Boardwalk. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously it does put you at the Riviera, which.
Yeah.
Love the Riviera, but and that was something too. He just said, you know, probably not the best use of points in general, just of what you get in terms of that.
Yeah.
But again, the view wasn't bad. You had a view of the Skyliner, so that part was
right,
cool,
right. Mm-hmm.
But had a balcony.
That's nice.
Yeah. So
it's only 220 square feet.
It's very
way.
Tight.
That's
it's very
tiny.
Tight. Yeah. I mean, basically, if it was a couple in there. I know some people have had their kids in there. Oh my gosh, I would not want to do that. I feel like
a little tight.
It's a bit that's the best way to put it. It's just a bit tight, but
yeah,
again, it was all the fixtures and everything like that were fine. So,
oh yeah.
But yeah, so that was our room. That was my room where I stayed there. So, but that day when we got there, we went to Epcot, checked out more of the Festival of the Arts. Like I said, had Regal Eagle, and kind of just, roamed around Festival of the Arts, had some dishes. We went into the World Showcase in there in the building. World Show Place.
Yeah.
And wasn't a lot of food in there. They had a lot of merchandise, but maybe, a couple of booths. Nothing really stuck out to us, but there wasn't as much food as they had for Festival of the Holidays or Food and Wine.
Oh, okay.
So that's something to keep in mind if you're going to go in there. But yeah, I mean, I love Festival of the Arts. I think we've got to see it two or three times this year. And
Yes, I think so.
So it's a I like the festival. It's good.
Yeah.
The art is really good. There were some pieces where we ran into Meredith while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she found a piece of art that she wanted. She was like, I was going to get it for my room. And I, I was like, oh. I was like, well, she thought she was going to be able to afford it. How much was it? She's like, oh, it was $20,000.
Dude.
Which it was really pretty, but I was confused why her art appraisal, I think, was a little low. I was like, I don't know how much you thought you were getting it for. But there were some really cool art pieces. There was a guy that had some Marvel art there that... I don't remember seeing when we were there, but it was very good. Like,
I know,
really,
I know what you're talking about.
Really,
yep.
Really good.
Yep.
And it's, I mean, the one that was the Hulk and Thor, I mean, it was, they were about $5,000.
Yeah.
If I had,
they were good though.
If I they would have been cool pieces to have. They were very unique. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But there's plenty of, and checked out Star Wars stuff as well. And then just kind of strolled around and took it easy over there. But
nice.
It was, it was a good time. And then that evening we went over to Disney Springs. We tried to get in line for Gideon's. Spoiler, didn't work.
Ah, okay.
Even on a Thursday night, it was busy. Mm-hmm, so we struck out at Gideon's. So we had dinner at the Edison.
How was the Edison?
So I've been to the Edison before this. I just had drinks. Mm-hmm. Atmosphere wise, it's a cool place. I mean, it is very much, chocolate or Toothsome Chocolate Emporium over at Universal, steampunk mm-hmm. style. Yeah, it's very much like that. But we had the food, so atmosphere wise, it's really cool. It's unique and it's just different than anything else. Food wise. So basically I had the Swiss, mushroom burger and Nate got the, just a kind of the other, the only difference was the type of cheese, like another cheeseburger with bacon. Mm-hmm. And Meredith got, she was there at dinner with us too. And she got the, it was grilled cheese and tomato soup. And uh-huh. I will say this, that is the biggest grilled cheese I have ever seen in my entire life. It is huge. I when she ordered, I happened to look over the table next to us and somebody had ordered it. And I was like, if that's what that is, it's huge. I mean, it looks like 4 pieces of bread.
Wow.
Like on the whole thing. But so the food was, it was good. The only thing complaint I would say about the burger, and Nate agreed with this, the bun was, it was one of those brioche buns that was kind of big and it was kind of mm-hmm. dry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, meat and everything else in there, it was
always get a burger, don't you?
What does that else really sound good?
Nothing ever sounds good.
I feel like a burger is a good place to start.
Okay.
Don't touch me. I like meat and I like burgers.
I know. You're
good. potentially, it could be a really, really good burger. The bun, though, that was what was holding it back a lot.
Yeah.
It had a cool, like an aioli sort of sauce with it that was
mm-hmm.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the bun just a little dry, so that kind of was not the best in the world. But Meredith said the grilled cheese and tomato soup was really good. So
awesome.
They have a really good bourbon selection here. So if you're looking for bourbon, pretty good selection as well. But it's a little pricey. Burgers were in the 20 range.
Yeah.
I think the lowest price thing there was around the $20 mark. So.
Okay.
It's a little, I guess you would just call it upscale-ish, like trendy. Trendy is the way to put that place, I think.
The steampunk.
Yeah. But
it's pretty popular.
It's a cool experience. I tried something else there, but I think the atmosphere, it's a good place to go for dinner. And like, it wasn't super loud in there either. They did have somebody playing music for a bit. You could request songs, but for the most part, it's not too loud. So it's kind of a nice place to just kind of hang out, relax, and have a good dinner. So
very good.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed it, but
very nice.
But yeah, it's like I said, we tried to go to Gideon's, couldn't get there, so we went over to Everglazed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right before they were closing, so they were low on their selection. But
right,
talked to the owner there, I think it was the owner, somebody running it. And, I thought it was maybe a franchise, and they said it's the first one. Because the guy, I was talking to the guy because I saw on the poster they had a Fruit Loops donut on the wall.
Yeah,
and I was like, you guys have that donut? He goes, well. They actually scaled back. What he said, they had like 20 some offerings, and Disney kind of suggested maybe you scale it back to start. And so they're starting to slowly reintroduce donuts. Like I know they came with the Thin Mint one, and they got the Valentine's Day one, but they're going to slowly reintroduce, I guess, some of the ones that they had. But
was it busy when you went?
No, I mean, there was maybe a line for like 5-7 minutes.
Oh, okay. So,
but it was close. It was close to close.
Right. So.
But I talked to him and, I was like, it is a chain. He said, no, it was the first one. And he said, basically before we opened, we didn't know anything about donuts or coffee. And I was like, okay. they're good. I got the simple sprinkle one, which was actually, I think the other ones are good, but they're just so rich. So I kind of like more of a simple donut, but we had that. And then that was the Thursday. And then, Friday went to Magic Kingdom and basically rode everything we wanted to ride. Everything was mostly 20, 30 minute wait at most.
Yeah.
That Big Thunder Mountain was down all day.
So
everything else, we walked on. It was a little bit, as it is in the winter down at Disney, it was, kind of cold in the mornings, but nice in the afternoon and all that stuff like that. And then, trying to think on there. Yeah, we did that. And then we headed up and going over to Boardwalk, had dinner at Abracadabra. We went over to Hollywood Studios. Excuse me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, went to Hollywood Studios. Rode everything but Rise, essentially, over there.
Except for Tower of Terror and
Well, I didn't.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I didn't write those. But
did you write Slinky Dog?
We did write Slinky Dog.
Oh, okay.
It was set a 50-minute wait. It was about 30, I'd say.
Nice.
Didn't write Aliens Rolling Saucers. Excuse me. But we did do Toy Story Mania, which I came out victorious.
Of course you did.
It's so much harder when you're playing with somebody who's good, though.
Yeah.
It's very. It gets very competitive.
Because they steal some of your spots. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then, Yeah. But they were, it were close. But I think my score was like 200-something. But, again, it's difficult when the person next to you can, it's, you know, like when I'm playing with our daughter. I don't take from her side, but it's easier.
She's also four.
She's four. But she acts pretty good when we play. She's getting better. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, we did, you know, Hollywood Studios did ride Smugglers. And now, obviously, you don't get a whole ship to yourself. You have to share now. So it's back to being...
Annoying
ride to me. Because we, of course, got stuck being engineers.
Yeah.
Again, that ride is in concept, it's fantastic. In execution, it's just, if you're not a pilot, it kind of tends to... And some people don't want to be pilots, but I think it would be a better ride if you were just being flown and you had slight interaction here and there. Because when you're an engineer, you're just looking at the wall next to you a lot of times to see which button to push, or you're missing out on stuff ahead of you.
Right.
So, yeah, so just be warned, if you are going to go and ride this, they do put you in parties now.
Party.
So, but there is plexiglass up, things like that. So,
okay,
just keep that in mind. And then we hit over to Baseline, hung out there for a little bit, and then we went over, took the Skyliner, and then we went to Boardwalk, and had dinner at Abracadabra. Which, if you've never been there, it's a really cool spot.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out. I was gonna get a pizza from the Boardwalk pizza window, but it was a 45-minute wait for pizza. And then I was trying to leave by about 8. There was a big line for the Skyliner, so I probably left around 10. I would say, not 10, sorry, 9.
You got home. I was asleep before.
Yeah, there was also construction. I got home close to midnight, mm-hmm. so. But I did go back to, I did have over at Riviera, did have the tomato soup, which I enjoyed thoroughly. The, mm-hmm. the chicken sandwiches is great. And then to take home with me, I did get some pizza from Piazza. Or how do you, what is it again?
Primo Piatto.
I always forget the name of that. I don't know what my problem is. But again, the Riviera food is great. Like we had lunch actually there and just sat on, they've got those tables by the water there and just hung out there and had lunch. And it was nice. It was a nice little cool and breezy sort of couple of days. So
very good.
That was basically our dude day and a half, if you will.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, well, how did yours go? You got to get Gideon's.
Yeah, we had a really good time. We had some pixie dust here and there, but I'll explain in a second. So we left our house at 7 a.m. So, because we wanted to get a jump on Disney Springs to get in line for Gideon's. So we get to Disney Springs and it's about 9:30 and they had not started a virtual queue yet. It was just a line. It wasn't moving or anything. So we're just like, okay, we'll just wait in line because, you know, none of the stores are open yet. So what else are we going to do? So we wait in line and the lines are moving about 9:45. So by the time we got up to get into the store, it was about 10:15. So we waited about 45 minutes to an hour, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Again, that was no virtual queue, and it was a Saturday. So I expected it to be a long line.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was our first time going, and I knew that I wanted to try a variety of the cookies. That was the main thing I went for, you know? So we got 6. We got the original chocolate chip. We got 2 of those. We got the triple chocolate. We've got the cookies and cream. We got the coffee cake, and we got the toffee coffee with chocolate chips. Mm-hmm. We still have some of them left.
We do.
Surprisingly. Some of them are frozen. Some of them are in the freezer. Or some in the freezer, some in the fridge. So we're just kind of going through them slowly. But you had to try them.
Yeah. They are very good.
Very good.
I actually enjoyed the cookies and cream one. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised by that. They're how I like cookies. So when you make cookies, for instance, Jamie likes cookies that are almost kind of doughy-ish in the middle.
They purposely don't cook them all the way through.
And these are very much in that fashion. So I like them. I probably, honestly, my favorite probably is just the chocolate chip.
Yeah.
I think
my favorite is the coffee cake.
The coffee cake's really good.
Really good.
But the chocolate chip is I just like a good chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. Even the I'm not really big on double chocolate stuff, but even the double chocolate I thought was pretty good.
Well, when you first walk into it, it smells so good. Oh my gosh.
I can imagine.
And they have cake slices, they have cold brew
I
coffee.
Wonder how the cake is.
I've heard it's delicious.
I'm assuming
I've heard
it
it's delicious. Yeah. But this is my first time going, and I was just like, okay, I just got to do cookies. I mean, like, could you imagine me, like, carrying all this stuff out of the store?
I was expecting you to bring back a cake, but that was... No, you said it was pretty small in there.
Very small. Very small. Like, I mean, there was one person at the counter over here, one person at the counter. So there's three different, like, places you could check out.
Right.
And then two other parties in the inside.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Was it pretty quick to check out once you got in there?
Yeah. Okay. But a lot of people were deciding, like, what do I want? And all
it's like
stuff.
Donuts. When people get into donut shops, they're just like, what are these? Yeah. And they just stare at them for 20 minutes. Yeah.
But, you know, it is, it's not super cheap. For six cookies, you know, I say cookies, but they're huge, you know.
Right.
It was, with tax, it was like $38. So... Okay. $5-6 each.
In their defense, Everglazed is about $5 per donut.
Yeah.
And I actually think Gideon's is a better value.
I agree, because Gideon's I can't eat in one sitting.
They're very rich. Yeah.
Very rich, very dense. So I definitely split that up into you know, different times to eat.
Well, and yeah, cookies last better than donuts do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, the it was great. I want to try it again, but if you do go, just be prepared to wait.
Yeah. So, well, they told us when we were there on Thursday night that there was the virtual queue was done and they might have a regular line. And then we went back and they didn't do it. So, yeah.
So by the time we get done, it was 10:45. We didn't spend much time inside, and we had like a few bites of our cookie, and then we're like, okay, let's move on. That same day, the M&M store opened. Like grand opening.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over there and we're like, okay, we'll stop by. If it's got a line to get in, we're not going in. It had no line.
I don't feel like there's like a big demand for an M&M store.
It's very cute, like very colorful. They have lots of merchandise, baby stuff, kids stuff, adult stuff, you know, weird stuff that's M&M.
Right.
Branded.
I feel like it's like the Coca-Cola store.
Kind of.
It's like it's there, but nobody, you know, I've never heard anybody be like, oh man, I really want to go to the Coca-Cola store.
I think kids really like it because there's a whole huge wall of different flavors, different colors of M&Ms you can get, and you can get them by the pound.
How much are they per pound?
Guess.
You told me 30?
Oh no, that's way too much. Oh, okay. No. Lower.
$7 a pound.
No, higher. I'll just tell you, it was like $15.99. Yeah, it was like $16 a pound for the M&Ms. And I mean, that's not a ton of M&Ms for $16.
I mean, it would be cheaper just to buy a thing of M&Ms at a store, right?
Maybe.
Were these like personalized or anything?
Not these. No, there was a place where you could personalize your M&Ms.
Right.
The line was really long when I was there, and I just kind of went by it briefly. But
so I take it you didn't get that for me for Valentine's Day with my face on M&Ms.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I did not. But idea. No, just kidding.
There go my dreams. I want to eat my face.
But anyway, I mean, it's a cute store, and it's a great place to bring kids. You know.
Now you said that store. So that one went to Disney Springs, and the one that was in the Florida Mall is gone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I remember I've been in the one in the Florida Mall.
Oh, okay.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So.
And it's in the space between Splitsville and NBA Experience. Way on the west side.
They're putting a lot of stuff back there.
Yeah, way on the west side. Just so you know.
What are they going to replace? What are they going to put in the NBA Experience when they take that out?
I don't know. But after that, we wanted to go. Our room was not ready. Art of Animation. So we decided we're just gonna go ahead and go, you know, go by the front desk and see, like, maybe they messed up and didn't give us our room number. So I'm checking every 5 minutes, nothing showing up. And I told Susie, I was like, I'm gonna walk into this building, I'm gonna get to the check-in desk, I'm gonna talk to this person, and I'm gonna check my phone, and it's gonna pop up our room number. I know it. And it did. That's exactly what happened. I'm talking to the guy, very nice cast member. And it popped up, and I showed her the room number, the category, and we start freaking out because we had booked a Little Mermaid room, which is the standard room, you know, two double beds or queen beds. I can't remember which one it is now. I think it's refurbed to do queen beds. I don't know. Anyway, so that's what we had booked just for one night. And then we looked at the category and it said Finding Nemo family suite. So they had upgraded us for the night to a family suite.
Nice.
No, you know, no extra charge or whatever. We did nothing. We did nothing to get this. We basically just wanted to check in early.
That's not true. You were you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, the guy checking in said, he said, I can't tell you for sure why you got upgraded, but from my experience, you know, we do book a lot of the Little Mermaid rooms, like a lot of them.
Right.
And my guess is that either a family suite wasn't, or a regular room wasn't ready this morning, or, you know, they didn't have it in time, and or they just want to throw you some pixie dust. I'm like, okay, I'll accept all those answers.
I think your chances of getting upgraded recently are much higher.
Yeah, because the resorts aren't full.
Right, they're not full. So, yeah. I mean, not that it's going to happen, but the chances, yeah. I mean, we've been upgraded more in the past, I mean, 6 months than we ever have.
Yeah.
So, you do have run a better chance of it.
Yeah. So, just, I won't go into the whole thing, but, like, you know, we're in the Finding Nemo room, has one bedroom, a full bathroom with the connecting bedroom, and then a second bathroom with the living area and the sitting area. Sitting area folds down to a Murphy bed. Living room has a pull-out couch. Perfect space for a family.
All that space.
Oh, it's space.
What that's like
for just the two of us.
our Disney hotel experience this past weekend were vastly different.
It was very.
I'm
different.
Running to Walmart at 10 p.m. looking for Air Up mattresses and.
Well, we also had a view of the Skyliner. You know, you said I had a view.
There's,
a view
they're
too.
The same in that. That's true.
And so
it was a cute room for what you showed me.
Oh, it was very cute. It was funny as Susie said that she thinks that they were in the exact room like a year ago.
Oh, really?
Like the second floor, same place. She said maybe one room over, but this is like, this is familiar. But anyway, we were right there by the Skyliner. So you walk down the steps, like just the stairs, and 20 seconds and we're at the Skyliner station.
Nice.
It was awesome. So that's what we did. We went over to the Skyliner to Epcot and got to do some Festival of the Arts stuff. And we got lots of food, lots of drinks. We just saw the chalk art. We got to paint the mural, which I didn't get to do last time.
Nice.
We chose purple.
Of course.
It's the best color.
Of course.
We rode Soarin'. Just the only ride we did. It said 45 minutes. It was 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a 5-minute wait. It was very quick. And we'll see. We looked at some of the art in the UK by the hedges. Mm-hmm. And some displayed over there. We had that pretzel you like. The brown sugar stuffed pretzel.
I forgot to try it.
You forgot to try it?
I know. Is it good?
It's okay.
Not great?
It's not that great. But it had banana ice cream on it. The banana ice cream was delicious.
That sounds...
Because I love banana ice cream.
Banana ice cream sounds pretty good.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear it wasn't amazing because it makes me feel better.
I did have the issue where we were getting... we got that and then we were also getting food at the one in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And the line was long. So I was waiting. So I was trying to eat the ice cream fast before we got all the food because it was going to go live in Club 32. So by the time we went live, the ice cream was all melted and it had like crept into the pretzel. So I think if I had gotten away.
I feel like that would be good though, maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, if we go back, you'll have to try it.
Okay.
Got that. We also got a frozen French martini at France. That was so good. So good.
Look at you.
It was good. I can't remember what's all in it, but frozen French martini.
So you're a martini gal now.
I guess I am. I think it was the only alcohol I had. I can't remember. I think that was just
I thought
the
you had a
thing.
Frosé too.
Did I have a frosé? Oh, I did have a frosé as well earlier. Yeah, I did. And then the Vivido and Vibrante booth. We had the mousse. We had the smoothie, all that stuff. It was really a good day. It was a really great day.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. End of the day, we went back and, let's see. We were going to go to the outlets, the Disney outlets at the Disney Character Warehouse at the Vineland stores.
Right.
Got there an hour before it closed and they weren't letting anybody else new sign up for the virtual queue. For the virtual queue.
Yeah.
So we wasted our time going over there, which is okay. It's fine. We came back and I got an Asian teriyaki, Asian noodle bowl, Asian rice bowl at the Landscape of Flavors at Art of Animation. Pretty good. Not too bad. And then we just fell asleep, woke up early, tried to get a rise group for the next morning. Got group 13.
That's not the quickest one you've gotten?
I think so.
Yeah. Yep. I think ours is normally like
9 or 13 was the closest. Yeah. I used LTE. Just in case you're curious, I did not use Wi-Fi. I just refreshed. And as soon as I saw it hit 7 o'clock, just hit join, scroll down, join, and then I got it.
Nice.
That's it. That's all I did, just in case you're curious. So we packed up our stuff, put it in the car. We took our cookies and put them in the fridge, the luggage, the Bell Services, because we didn't want them to melt.
I'm surprised you got
very,
them.
Very, very circular.
I'm surprised you got them back.
No, of course I was going to.
I'm kidding.
And then we went to Hollywood Studios that morning. Mm-hmm. And we got there about 8:30, opened at 9, got up at 8:30. And by the time we got to Tower of Terror, it was 8:45-ish. And it was posted 30, but it was a walk-on. So we did that. Awesome. It had been 2.5 years since I written it, and it was so fun. Mm-hmm. So glad. Different story on the next ride. We went right over to Rock and Roller Coaster, and I almost vomited. So that's the last time I'm ever doing that ride. ever. And then right after that, we did Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And it was, Rock and Roller Coaster is a walk-on as well. And then Mickey and Minnie's was 25 minutes, and we did all of that in an hour.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's pretty solid.
And then our boarding group was called, so we had to rush over there to get that, and we rode it. It was fun, although we were in the second row, and we had the plexiglass in front of us, which was kind of a bummer.
Is it obscure quite a bit?
Kind of. But what's really nice was the people in front of us staggered. So one of them sat, so there's 4 seats in each row. Mm-hmm. They sat in seat 2 and 4. And so Susie and I sat in seat 1 and 3 in the row so we could see in front of us.
Oh, nice.
They didn't have to do that. They were just being nice. I was like, wow, you guys are awesome. Thank you. So that was really nice.
Did you give them a high five?
No, I didn't.
You should have. They were nice people.
I think I'd be like, nope. I don't touch you.
Air 5 then, yes.
Yeah, so then we got the Wookiee cookie after that.
Okay, I didn't realize this thing. Like, I'm a little angry you didn't bring this. I didn't know about it or I would have gotten it.
Oh, it was Susie's idea. It was not my idea.
I know there's no justification for this. I feel like I've been robbed myself.
Okay,
of happiness.
I feel like it's a better version of oatmeal cream pie. I mean, it is technically an oatmeal cream pie, but like, The cookie. Oh, the cookie's delicious. There's no raisins. It's oatmeal cookie.
It's already off to a great start there.
With icing in between. No raisins, but it cooks very well. The icing was good, and it had a little thin. It looked like Chewbacca's sash.
He doesn't have a sash.
Or whatever it is. What is it?
A sash? Chewy sash?
The thing that goes across his chest.
It's
what's
his,
it called?
Like, bullet belt thing. Or
okay, the belt. The belt that goes
his
across.
Sash.
His sash.
Anyways.
In the top. It was there. But it was really good. It was really good. And
check out our warrior sash. Looks great.
But we ate that at like, shoot, it was like 10:30. Because we were hungry. We had breakfast. We were hungry. And we're gonna have lunch till 2. So I was like, well, I need to eat now. So we went there. She had the Wookiee cookie. I got a Cuban sandwich. Very good. Oh, this is from Backlot Express, by the way. I didn't say that.
You did not, but now we know.
Backlot Express.
Yeah.
It was dead when we went in. So go at 10:30. Eat your lunch at 10:30, guys. And then we didn't ride anything else there. We were going to do Slinky, but it was down. And I didn't want to do Smugglers because of what you told me about the parties and stuff. We would have done Toy Story Mania, but I was still feeling woozy. So no spinning, no any of that. I can't do Star Tours unless I'm drugged up, pretty much.
Yeah.
So watched some cavalcades, did some shopping, and then we headed over to Beaches and Cream, which is our lunch reservation. Mm-hmm. Delicious. I had the s'more shake, which has a little bit, I don't know what kind of liquor it has, a little liqueur in it, mm-hmm. which is delicious. And the chicken bacon ranch sandwich with tater tots. Tater tots were super good. Probably some of the best tater tots I've had.
Okay.
I was saying a lot.
Are they not potato barrels?
No. Well, I guess they are, but they were cooked very well. The sandwich is good. Shake was amazing. We ended up taking our time there because Susie's friend came and joined us. And, just FYI, we had two on our reservation. And when you check in online, it gives you the option. You can add one person max to your reservation.
Yeah, we did that at Edison as well.
Okay. Yeah. So we just added her, and it was not a problem. So if you have one more person to add and you don't want to cancel your reservation, rebook, this is an option if you do check in online.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. And then it was like 3:30. We're like, we wanted to hop to Animal Kingdom and it closes at 5. So we're like, we need to rush. So her friend dropped us off because she lives in Orlando. And we wanted to ride Everest and Flight of Passage. And that's what we did. We rode Everest.
Did Flight of Passage not made you sick?
It did not.
Okay.
Except for the fact that I had to close my eyes most of the time.
Well, that, okay. That's what
yeah,
I had to do it.
Yeah. Anytime we were sitting still, like the part where it starts glowing, like slowly glows in the cave or whatever, I could watch that.
I told you before you left. You said you were going to ride Rockin', and I said that's gonna get you.
That was a huge mistake. Huge.
Well, you didn't say why it really, because you lost your hat. I think that made it
worse. Okay. So Rockin' Roller Coaster, when it starts going, it shoots you out. My hat flipped off and almost lost it completely. And so I grabbed it, and that just disoriented me because I was just like moving my head around. And so that didn't help, but... You go upside down on that, and it was a lot of
see,
not a good experience.
This is why I don't go upside. I know I don't get motion sick. I just don't do those things.
But, I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we did Flight of Passage. We did Expedition Everest, which Expedition Everest didn't bother me, which is weird.
Yeah, but I guess
you go backwards a little bit.
But usually going backwards doesn't bother you too much.
Not too much. It's the spinning and stuff. But yeah. So it was really fun, and we got done at about 5:15. The bus to get back to Art of Animation took forever. We waited like 45 minutes before we got on a bus. Next time, yeah. I'm not going to take Art of Animation bus. Pop Century was the same thing, so it's not like we could take a bus there because it was just so busy. All the other stops, nobody waiting. We had we had to wait three bus fulls for
Art had it from Magic Kingdom back over to Riviera. We waited Riviera for about 20, and we hopped on to the Caribbean Beach bus. Just took that there and walked over Riviera.
See,
That's
what we should have done. We should have done to Caribbean Beach and then just got on the Skyliner.
Yeah, yeah. The buses I think it just depends on which one you're at because some were slower, but yeah,
yeah.
Well, someone had a good time.
But yeah, so we got back about 8:30 into Jacksonville and St. Augustine. So.
Yeah. Well, good.
So that good was, time. It was very busy. It was a lot going on, lots to do. And then I just crashed when I got home.
Yeah.
But it was so fun and so needed because Disney with kids is very different than Disney without kids. It was nice not to have a stroller. It was nice not to have, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Go to the potty. Like, take care of yourself.
Yes.
Unless it was Susie doing that, which she wasn't. No.
She's on her own. Herself.
Now.
No. She's on her own.
So it was nice to focus on stuff that I wanted to do, which I don't really get to do when I'm at Disney too much.
It was weird being that, because I was like, I need to get used to going with kids. You're like, oh yeah, I can just like, it was kind of nice. Cause like you, we just kind of walked around and it was kind of nice just to leisurely walk around and ride. Yeah. Let's ride this. Let's do that. And you don't have to really think about it. So,
but I did take a ton of pictures, video. And so if you don't follow us on Instagram or TikTok, you should, because most of a bunch of stuff there. Cap the Magic. Is it Cap the Magic at TikTok too?
It is not.
TikTok too.
TikTok too. It is Capture the Magic.
Capture the Magic on TikTok. Okay.
Yes. But cap the magic on Instagram. They capture the magic on TikTok. But
there you go.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned, I think I mentioned it, but we had lunch at Riviera on the day we had Magic Kingdom for a bit. I don't know if I, yeah, I did
mention
it.
You said you were sitting out.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I forgot, but that was what I remember there. But that was yeah, I mean, it was nice. It was good to, you know, a day and a half is a good amount of time, at least. That's nice being so close. So you can kind of go and come back and all that stuff. So, yeah. So.
Well, it's funny. We were together almost two full days almost. And we only had one actual meal. Everything else was snacks or festival.
Yeah.
Or cookies. Because we did chew on those cookies a little bit. Gideon.
They are good. Ow. I don't know if they're worth if you waited hours upon hours for them, but they are good.
Not 11 hours? No. An hour?
I don't know if anything is worth 11 hours.
No.
If I'm being quite honest. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. That was my experience, and I had a lot of fun, and I would like to do it again sometime.
Well, I'm sure we can arrange doing those. I mean, those are doable to do.
Yeah, just, doable to do. Mm-hmm.
I meant what I said. Okay. I say what I mean. Yeah. So, all right. Well, anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, that was our trip there, our weekend. I'm sure we do with some more of those. So maybe a good way to check out some stuff. It's easier to check stuff out doing that and all that. So,
gosh.
Sometimes the kids, they turn on us and it's hard to cover some stuff here and there. But anything else you want to add before we go?
I don't think so. I think the next time we're at Disney is not until March. I don't think we have anything scheduled. We might do a day trip, maybe. But
yeah,
no longer stays or anything during February. We are going to Universal.
Check out Mardi Gras
Universal. Next week. Yeah. So we'll be at Mardi Gras next week.
I'm excited about that. I've never been to Mardi Gras Universal. I've never been to anything Mardi Gras. So
it'll be fun. So we'll check that out.
So all right. Well, I think that'll do it for the show. So
okay.
Anything at all you need to add before we go?
No.
All right. I figured I would give you a double warning here. So all right. Well, like I said, be sure to check out ctmshirts.com if you want to see any of the shirts. Like we said, we got some new, got a new Gaston shirt coming. I think it'll be next week to be available. And have some Club 32 shirts. And then obviously if you want to join Club 32, go to ctmvip.com. And we got Distory. That's a Club 32 show exclusively. We have Rant Corner, which I'm beginning to record those. So those are going to drip out at least once a month on those. We got Cool Kids Kitchen. We have Club 32 Speakeasy, which I will do one of those. We'll do one this weekend. I haven't done a speakeasy in a bit, so we'll do that this weekend. So
okay.
We'll choose the bourbon that we're going to sip on and discuss. And we have, I forgot to mention too, in Club 32, been doing WandaVision sort of like Sunday evening, sort of like it's like a Zoom call in the room to, if anybody wants to discuss what the world is going on with that show.
We may have to postpone that this week because Sunday is Super Bowl.
True.
So,
I mean,
we'll think
if
about
people want to do it. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah,
if
people want to do it.
I'll,
sure,
I'll watch. I don't. I mean, I am a Kansas City fan, but I can't say I've been super into football the last year. But
now, what is football? I'm just kidding.
Depends on the country you live in. So yeah. Again, anyways, a lot of cool stuff we do in Club 32. Again, go to ctmvip.com and check that out. And that'll do it. So thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you, Jared, for letting me join you. I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
You ask nicely. That's all I can say. So, and thank you, Club 32, for joining us. They've been here the whole time, and we chatted a little bit before going live, so it's always a good time. So, all right, and as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.